Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. You should address children in the same manner as you wish for them to act when it comes to life and when it comes to money. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. From years of experience as a mother and a grandmother, I certainly understand that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to parenting. However, when it comes to teaching young children money management concepts, there are accepted guidelines that can be applied universally. If we do not instill money management techniques at an early age, we are creating a generation of debtors rather than a generation of productive individuals that develops wealth. How wealth is defined varies from household to household, but the concept and potential mindset of wealth building are universal. There are ways in which children can be taught the importance of numbers with everyday tasks. When my granddaughter Savannah was 3 years old, just a preschooler, her mom would ask while packing her lunch whether she wanted her strawberries cut in half. Savannah would often respond, "No thanks, I want 4 pieces, please." She helped pack her lunchbox, which had a series of interlocking containers, toddler Tupperware, if you will, that could hold snacks, sliced strawberries, for example. Savannah would count as she filled the tiny container, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Of course, this was very basic, but the repetition of counting small bites of food for lunch and snacks will become a familiar and concrete idea. As she grows, she will consistently be able to understand the concept and transfer it to counting pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I give you more tips on how to make money matter to children. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.